Criminal illegal alien drags ICE officer with car during Chicago arrest, suspect killed. By Bob Price on September 13, 2025. A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officer was hospitalized Friday morning after being violently dragged by a criminal illegal alien during a targeted enforcement operation in Chicago. The suspect, identified as Silverio Villegas Gonzalez, was pronounced dead at the scene after resisting arrest and weaponizing his vehicle against federal agents. The Enforcement and Removal Operations ERO officer sustained multiple injuries as the suspect attacked him with a vehicle. Officials said the officer is in stable condition. New video of ICE agents killing someone in Franklin Park. BYU's at Park 4078 in Illinois. ICE officials reported that the Earl officers attempted to stop the vehicle driven by Villegas Gonzalez. They described the suspect as a criminal illegal alien with a history of reckless driving. It is not clear when or where he entered the U.S. illegally. Officials also did not disclose his nationality. Related. Exclusive, ICE Director Lyons provides inside look at the new war on cartels. ICE Director Lyons warns, sanctuary cities put criminal aliens back on streets, endanger federal agents. Exclusive, rebuilding ICE, Trump's law enforcement army welcomes a new generation of patriots, says Director Lyons. Officials state that Villegas Gonzalez refused to follow the officer's instructions and then drove his car directly at the officers. The vehicle then struck one of the officers, dragging him for a significant. Fearing for his life, the officer drew his service weapon and fired, striking the criminal alien. The illegal alien was pronounced deceased from his wounds. Details are still sketchy, but we've learned in Franklin Park an illegal attempted to run over an ICE agent with his car. ICE agent was dragged by the illegal's car. ICE fired and struck the illegal. We're told it's a fatal shooting. pic.twitter.com/9jifmeoc. Chicago Contrarian, at Chicago Contrar 1, September 12, 2025. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin expressed concern for her officers' safety as they carry out the president's orders to round up criminal aliens. We are praying for the speedy recovery of our law enforcement officer. He followed his training, used appropriate force, and properly enforced the law to protect the public and law enforcement, McLaughlin said in a written statement. Viral social media videos and activists encouraging illegal aliens to resist law enforcement not only spread misinformation, but also undermine public safety, as well as the safety of our officers and those being apprehended. Villegas Gonzalez had a criminal history and was targeted as part of an ongoing ICE operation focused on removing dangerous illegal aliens from U.S. communities. The incident underscores the escalating risks faced by federal agents amid rising anti-enforcement sentiment. In July, Breitbart's John Binder reported that DHS officials blamed U.S. Representative Salud Carbajal, DCA, of setting a mob of rioters on an ICE agent. The incensed mob attacked an agent during a raid on a marijuana farm that led to the arrest of 360 illegal aliens, including 14 migrant children. One agent sustained serious injuries after being struck by a rock, officials stated. The actions by Representative Carbajal are downright un-American. He dares to claim that his actions were simply congressional oversight. But doxing ICE personnel and inciting a mob of rioters to attack law enforcement is not oversight. It's abominable, McLaughlin said at the time. In August, Breitbart Texas's Randy Clark reported on the arrest of a U.S. citizen for allegedly attacking Border Patrol agents while wearing an anti-ICE t-shirt. Gregory K. Bovina, Commander Operation at Large California and current chief of the El Centro Border Patrol sector stated. This U.S. citizen is accused of assaulting a federal agent by spitting on him during an immigration arrest under Operation at Large. Our agents swiftly served him a warrant in Los Angeles. California may coddle criminals, but we don't. If you assault a federal agent, you earn federal consequences. Remember, when talking to federal law enforcement officers, say it, don't spray it. The suspect, Robert Jacob Hoops, was described by independent journalist Katie Davis Gord as an Antifa militant. During a recent interview, acting ICE Director Todd Lyons said, "The sad truth to that is we're over 1,000% now. We broke 1,000 last week, in late August, and it's very sad because the men and women of ICE do great, brave work every day. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.